This is a podcast about improving your listening skills. You have to ask questions. So instead of sharing your own ideas, you have to ask questions to be able to, what they call it, to be able to empower them to find solutions to their problems. Another one is be open to feedback. It's like effective listening. It's like hearing others no matter what they're saying, or no matter what they're arguing with you. It's to be able to listen to themselves, or to be able to listen to them in an effective manner. You don't have to accept their opinions. It's just that you need to be interesting to consider what they've come to the conclusion they have. Another example is interrupting or talking over to your colleagues or your employees. It means that we don't value their opinions, we don't value their input on something. They may feel disrespected. In the later future, they will resent us for not listening to their problems, or they're not listening to their input. So it's not what you want if you're a team leader to build friendship or rapport to your employees. We have a habit of listening to ourselves compared to listening to others because it's human nature. I don't want to point out, but most of the managers in most companies tend to have all the answers because we've earned our way. For example, they've earned their way to the top. Now, they must, in themselves, they must feel respected and not listen to the input of other team members. We need to listen to our employees. We need to listen to our colleagues. They might have important points or inputs to any problems or any solutions that might help your business. So if you're catching yourself doing this, start practicing taking notes instead of interrupting them while they speak. So it's our job to listen to what isn't being said in the room. Another thing while listening is pay attention to their voice or tone. For example, if their tone is like it's coming from a sarcasm, or if the person is talking is genuine. So if it's genuine, you'll know your partner is giving their full attention to your conversation, not the other way around. Another way to see this is watch the eye contact of your partner. So it means if they avoid eye contact, maybe they're feeling nervous, embarrassed, or ashamed of what they're saying. So just be mindful of your partner if they're doing this. So in summary, the action points of this improving your listening skills is you have to ask questions. So you have to ask. So you will not know what will be the answer to your questions if you're not asked. You will not be hurt to ask questions. Another one is be more open to feedback. So it doesn't matter what they say, as long as there is feedback. Another one is take notes. So if, for example, if you're catching yourself again interrupting employees or colleagues or friends in a meeting, take notes. Take notes. They don't feel disrespected if you do that. And another one is just watch the eye contact if they're paying attention to you or what you're saying. That's it.